And on the line now, I have Shane McTomas from Glasnevin Museum. Hello, Shane. How are you?
Not bad. How's yourself, Noel?
Some great activities going on with the museum all over the weekend for Halloween. I know when I was a kid, we used to have little bets in different places to run through a museum. But this is something novel and a great idea, I must say.
Yeah, well, we have grave diggers, actors playing grave diggers, bringing children on tours. Starting on Wednesday at 11 o'clock and half three up in the cemetery. And they're running right through till Halloween. And then on Friday and Saturday night, we have a storytelling supper in the museum where you'll get something to eat, have stories and ghost tales and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then a tour at 10 o'clock through the cemetery with myself.
Okay, now the Glasnevin's Dastardly Digger, and he lead them through. But of course, it's during the day, so for the kids, so they won't get too scared. It's between 11 and 5.
And remember, for your listeners, this is light-hearted stuff. We know we're a cemetery, and we don't want to upset anybody, but it's real light stuff.
Mm-hmm. But there'll be a little bit of history thrown in as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we tell them about grave robbers, which certainly did exist, you know, and some of the more gruesome tales that we have up here that are historically factual as well.
Okay. Listen, just to go back a little bit to the museum, it's how long is it open now, Shane?
April 2010 is when we opened the doors of the museum.
Okay.
So it's proved really successful. We have lots of school groups coming up. And all of the money that's raised in the museum goes towards the upkeep and the restoration of the cemetery. So it's a good deal for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Glasnevin have to be congratulated because I go out there a fair bit and... The grounds and the walks around and the way it's cleared up and the paths and stuff like that has been wonderful.
Well, certainly there's been a transformation in the last 5 years of the cemetery. If people remember, it had got a bit dilapidated and, you know, the paths alone, there's 12 miles of paths in the cemetery. Mm-hmm. So resurfacing all of them and fixing the monuments was a huge labour of work, but we're about 70% through the restoration at present.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was talking to you maybe 3 or 4 years ago about some of the history of the museum, especially around 1916, and some of the women who were forgotten about. And I was watching a program recently about one particular woman who acted as a courier and who was actually airbrushed out of a photograph.
That's right, Elizabeth O'Farrell, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff that you've came... people seem to be taking more notice now of history and bringing more fact into it, like you did at the time.
Yeah, well, that's true. Certainly it's become much more popular and there's books coming out and TV programs, but that's all to the good, you know, that we remember the past.
Mm-hmm. I think that's due to the museum as well, though.
A bit of credit, I suppose, yeah.
I think so, yeah. Okay, but just give us time, before we go back to the Halloween thing, give us the times of the ordinary tours that you do of the history of Glasnevin and about all sorts of history and what's contained in the museum.
Okay, well, the museum is open from 10 o'clock in the morning to 5, 7 days a week, including Sunday. And there's tours on at 11:30 and 2:30 every day for the general public. And then groups can book through the museum to bring their own groups up if they ring the museum or visit the website.
Mm-hmm. And are the flowers still being left for Michael Collins?
Bedecked with flowers. And that hasn't stopped. That's increased, if anything, since we opened the museum.
Okay. So anyway, we get back to Halloween. The children's one starting on Wednesday and it's from 11 to 5. And that will they be shown the museum as well?
Not on the tour itself, but if you buy a ticket, you get to see the museum as well.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's kind of a combined thing.
Okay, and you have special discounts for different groups and
for active
as well.
Retirement groups or children or all that stuff is covered.
Okay, just give us a little brief sample of the type of story telling. That's the late one on the 28th and 29th. What sort of stories are we likely to get?
They'll hear about Maria Kirwan, who was murdered on Ireland's Eye, body snatchers and grave robbers and all that sort of thing. And a couple of murder cases from the Victorian age. Mm-hmm. And then one or two tales about Dublin's awesomeness and the like.
Okay. Can I ask you, you're going to have a torchlight tour. Did you ever walk around yourself there alone, your own at night?
Oh, I have done, yeah. And the odd time we get film crews in.
Wow.
To do filming at night, you know.
Yeah.
And it's quite an experience, actually, walking around the cemetery because you try and forget all the stuff, but it's there in the back of your mind.
Okay, I imagine you'd be well used to it, though.
You think, but even still, me as well, you know, like, it's a very quiet place at night. That's the most striking thing about it. It's just how quiet and still it is. So it's quite an experience for anybody to walk through it.
Okay, I'll give out all the details of what people can look up on the website and also the phone numbers. But Shane, thank you very much and congratulations. It's a great idea and something different for people to do on Halloween instead of doing the usual stuff, you know.
Oh, great stuff. Thanks very much.
So trick or treat. Thanks very much, Shane.
Okay,
thank you. Bye. Bye.